friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. Okay, here's a great question. How many of you enjoy laughing? Yes, just what I thought. All of you love laughing. Well, today we are going to spend some time laughing, because laughing is so good for your body. Well, today we're going to not only spend some time laughing, but we're going to learn about the value of humor in a lesson called The Story of Will Rogers. Listen closely for the answers to the following questions. Great questions. Number one, where was Will Rogers born? And why did Will get into trouble? Okay, friends, let's get started. So, grab your magazines and make sure they're open. Come on.
The Story of Will Rogers, The Value of Humor. Will Rogers entertained people and made them laugh, often at themselves. He had a very good sense of humor. It helped him to like people more. In fact, he once said, "I never met a man I didn't like." Will was born in the late 1800s in Indian Territory called Oklahoma today. His father and mother were both part Cherokee. Later in life, he said, "My ancestors didn't come over on the Mayflower. They met the boat." Will's parents owned a farm. Like most children, he liked to play and have fun instead of doing chores.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一重点，我们看 entertain 这个动词。Entertain 是指使有兴趣或者是使快乐。例如 ，We hired a professional clown to entertain our daughter's friends at her birthday party. 我们在女儿的生日派对上请了一位专业的小丑来逗她的朋友们开心。Entertain 也指招待或款待。例如 ，The Andersons love to entertain guests at home. Anderson 一家人很喜欢在家接待客人。它的名词是字尾加上 ment 变成 entertainment。例如 ，This animation movie is good family entertainment。这部动画电影是适合合家观赏的娱乐。继续我们看的是 ancestor 这个名词 ，an 这个字首有前面的意思 ，ces 这个字根有行走或前进的意思，所以 ancestor 是指祖先或先人。例如 ，Pete's ancestors were from Spain。Pete 的祖先来自西班牙。Ancestor 也指原型或先驱，例如 This gigantic electronic calculator is the ancestor of the modern computer. 这部巨大的电子计算机是现代电脑的原型。
谢谢你 Michelle. Okay, this is a fun lesson, and I like this lesson series, Rebecca, because we're learning about different values, right?
Right.
This year we learned about the value of dedication, and today we're talking about the value of humor. We're learning about the story of Will Rogers.
Okay, does that mean we get to laugh?
What's funny?
Well, we're learning about the value of humor, and I just thought that humor means you get to laugh and just kind of have more fun, right?
Well, yeah, that's the idea. And I think that was the goal of Will Rogers' life. At least toward the end of his life, he loved making people laugh. Okay, so let's learn about some of his background.
Okay, and we read, Will Rogers entertained people and made them laugh, often at themselves. Often at themselves. Wait, why would Will Rogers, help people laugh at themselves? ourselves. Yeah, that doesn't seem like a very healthy thing to do.
Sounds kind of mean, right?
I mean, yeah, exactly. What if...
Rebecca.
Yeah, Gabe.
You look silly. Laugh at yourself.
I look so silly.
Right?
That's really funny. Hey, Gabe.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness. Your shoes.
What?
They're such a funny color. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
So, but that sounds kind of mean, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, you know, I think the idea, Gabe, is that Will was trying to encourage people not to take themselves so seriously. Sometimes in life, we can just get so caught up in everything that's going on around us, and we can be so serious, and maybe you make a mistake, and then you are so hard on yourself for making a mistake. Why not just laugh about that mistake?
Exactly. Don't take yourself too seriously. And this is a good phrase to know. And it's useful in different situations. Maybe one of your friends likes to think too much about stuff. You could say, oh, don't take yourself too seriously. Don't take this situation so seriously. Or like Rebecca said, maybe someone is afraid of making mistakes. And you could say, come on, don't take yourself too seriously. Everybody makes mistakes. You need to lighten up.
You know, Gabe, this actually reminds me. When I was younger, I was going to be making banana bread for a guest who was coming over to have dinner. And I was really excited about making this banana bread. I put all the ingredients in. I thought I followed the directions exactly. Then I put the banana bread in the oven. An hour later,
it exploded.
No, Gabe. I pulled the banana bread out of the oven, and it was as flat as a pancake, and I realized I put too much baking soda in the banana bread, and it was no good.
I
just had to laugh it off.
That's good. It's good to laugh at yourself when you make a banana pancake.
Yeah, pretty much, except you couldn't eat this banana pancake.
Oh,
that's pretty bad.
Well, it is good to laugh at yourself when you make mistakes, and don't take yourself too seriously. Well, friends, we continue learning on here about what Will was good at. He had a very good sense of humor. It helped him to like people more. Now, that's very interesting.
Mm.
Now, let's talk about a sense of humor. Everybody has a sense of humor. Maybe we know some people who we think never think anything is funny, but even they have a sense of humor. You just have to find it.
Yeah, sometimes we might say people have a dry sense of humor if they're kind of serious when they're telling a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You have a dry sense of humor. Well, anyway, Gabe, I think you got a great sense of humor, just like Will Rogers.
I do like Will Rogers. Well, we continue here. He said, I never met a man I didn't like. So he was a very positive person. Will was born in the late 1800s in Indian Territory. That is the answer to one of the questions earlier. He was born in Indian Territory called Oklahoma today. His father and mother were both part Cherokee. Now, this makes me ask, how was English influenced by Native Americans? Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about this in the Info Cloud. Did I talk a lot?
One of the founding fathers of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, once said, new circumstances call for new words and new phrases. Indeed, 17th and 18th century Europeans living in the New World were faced with very new circumstances.
That's right. These explorers, adventurers, and colonists were constantly being confronted with things they had never seen before. New trees, plants, and animals, new foods, and they had no idea what to call them.
Luckily, the Native Americans had all the words and phrases the settlers needed to fill in the gaps.
And here are just a few of the many English words which have their origin in Native American languages. Common animal names like chipmunk, moose, raccoon, and skunk.
I like the word powwow. It started as a word for a medicine man. Later, it meant the ceremony where magic was practiced. Still later, it was used to describe an Indian council. Today, powwow is used to refer to any kind of informal get-together.
Yes, one of many interesting idioms originating with the Native Americans is bury the hatchet, and this comes from the custom of two warring tribes burying a weapon, like maybe a tomahawk, as a gesture towards making peace.
当白人当初来到北美洲, 他们来到了一个新的世界, 也预见到一些前所未见的事物, 结果, 问题来了, 他们要如何替那么多的新事物命名呢? 其实答案很简单, 他们直接采纳了美洲原住民使用的名称。 到现在, 英文里头还有很多源自印第安语言的单字, 像chipmunk, 花鼠, moose, 北美麋鹿, raccoon, 浣熊, skunk, 臭鼬。 另外, powwow 这个字, 原本是指印第安人的巫师, 后来呢, 也用来表示印第安领袖的会议。 到现在, powwow 可以表示任何非正式的聚会。 英文呢, 也有一些源自印第安文化的惯用语, 比如说, bury the hatchet, 字面上是将战斧埋起来, 意思就是化干戈为玉帛,和敌人和解。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
You know, Rebecca,
I can't believe you were late again.
I just think we need to have a powwow.
I think you need to bury the hatchet.
I need to bury the hatchet?
Yes, you do.
Well, maybe you need to not take yourself so seriously.
Hey, I wasn't taking myself seriously. Well, you need to have more of a sense of humor.
Okay, all right, maybe you're right. Friends, let's move on. I'm sorry you had to witness that argument. We continue here. Later in life, he, that is Will Rogers, said, "My ancestors didn't come over on the Mayflower," and here's his joke, "they met the boat." So he's referring to them being Native Americans, so they didn't come over on the Mayflower. They met the boat.
And friends, this is the time of the lesson where you laugh. It's funny, that's right. Anyway, we see Will's parents owned a farm. Like most children, he liked to play and have fun instead of doing chores. So he was just like a normal kid.
Well, hey, we have more to learn about Will Rogers right after this. So stay
everyone, do you like to laugh? Do you take yourself a little too seriously sometimes? Or, here's a better question, do you think that you have a good sense of humor? Well, friends, today we're talking about Will Rogers. And we've already learned that Will Rogers, he loved to make people laugh. He had a great sense of humor. But more importantly, he just loved people. He said that there's not one person that he's met that he didn't like. Okay, friends, we have more to learn about Will Rogers, so let's continue with our next reading, and don't forget to laugh.
The story of Will Rogers. When Will was sent away to school, he got into trouble several times because he liked to play with his rope. After he roped a teacher, he had to change schools. His new school was a military school where the rules were strict. All the students liked to listen to him talk. He won a medal for being the best speaker in the school. One day, he ran away from school and got a job as a cowboy on a ranch. But being a cowboy was hard work, so he decided to try another job.
All right, 接下来我们看课文中的 He liked to play with his rope, 里面的rope 这个字, rope 当名词是指粗绳或者是绳索, 例如 the sailor used a rope to tie the boat to the dock, 这位水手用绳子把船拴到码头上, 课文中还提到 after he roped a teacher, 这里的rope是当动词, 意思是用绳子绑起来, 例如 the chimney cleaner roped himself to the chimney, 这位青烟囱的工人把自己用绳子固定在烟囱上。最后我们看的是ranch这个名词。Ranch是指大牧场或者是大农场。例如,the family owns several cattle ranches in Texas. 这个家族在德州拥有好几个养牛场。如果要说在农场或在牧场里的话,是用on这个介系词。例如,Phil worked on the sheep ranch in New Zealand last summer. 就去年暑假在纽西兰的一个养羊场工作。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks so much, Michelle. Okay, well, earlier we learned that like most little children, Will likes to have fun instead of doing his chores. And now we're learning about his time in school. When Will was sent away to school, he got into trouble several times because he likes to play with his rope. Okay, and I believe that is the answer to a question we asked earlier. Why did Will get into trouble? Well, he likes to play with his rope.
Hmm.
And he wasn't just playing with a rope just dangling there. No, he was practicing being a cowboy because cowboys use rope to get the cattle, to rope the cattle.
Right.
Right?
And it sounds like a very innocent thing for a little boy to do. He was just trying to have fun, I'm sure. Well, we read in our lesson, after he roped a teacher, he had to change schools. So what I am picturing in my mind is that he had this rope. He's standing there, and then he just moves his rope around a little bit, and then he roped the teacher.
That's pretty funny, actually.
It is actually funny.
If I was in the class at that moment, I would have laughed so hard when my classmate roped a teacher.
No, Gabe. I think that you actually might have been the one that would rope the teacher. So I might be the one who actually laughs.
And I might have been the one who had to change schools.
Ooh.
Because I'm sure that teacher was not very happy. Actually, you know what I read?
No, I don't. Tell me.
Will Rogers really got into trouble a lot when he was a kid. He actually got kicked out of school 7 times. So he didn't just have to change schools once. He changed schools several times because he kept getting into trouble.
Well, you know something, Gabe? You keep bringing up that phrase, to change schools.
Yeah.
You said it several times. And that actually reminds me of another word, and friends, a word we want to talk about, and that is to transfer. If you have to change schools, you can also say that you had to transfer, or Will Rogers had to transfer to another school.
Okay, so this word can be a verb, right? To transfer from one place to another. You know, if you're in university, sometimes someone might transfer from one school to your school. They are called transfer students. Okay, so they didn't start out as freshmen. They're transfer students. Maybe they came in as a junior or senior.
Exactly. Okay, well, we see his new school was a military school where the rules were strict. All the students liked to listen to him, or listen to him talk. He won a medal for being the best speaker in the school. One day, he ran away from school and got a job as a cowboy on a ranch. Finally, he could use his roping skills.
That's right. So he got a job as something. Well, friends, what job do you have? You could use this phrase, I got a job as this. Trisha, my sister, got a job as a blog writer. She is being paid to write some blogs, right? Use this phrase in another way.
Right, but being a cowboy was hard work, so he decided to try another job. And right now, it's time for us to check out the SC Challenge. Yes!
We're learning about a funny guy today. Speaking of, what's your favorite joke? Well, since our lesson today is about the funny man, the humorist Will Rogers, Steve, I wonder if you have a joke you'd like to share with us.
I do. You know, it's July right now, and the weather's probably very hot, so we need a cold joke, right?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you're going to share a cold or a lame joke with us?
Yeah, but this is cold in two different ways. Here's the joke. How does the snowman go to work?
Friends, do you know the answer? How does a snowman, or how does the snowman go to work? I don't know.
By icicle.
By That's a good one. Bicycle, like it sounds like the word bicycle. that was pretty cold, but I like that, Steve. Much appreciated. Okay, Amanda, it's your turn. What is your favorite joke? Do you like to tell jokes?
I do, but I'm not very good at remembering them.
Oh, well, is there a favorite kind of joke that you have?
Yeah, I love jokes that have puns in them. Puns are where you use an English word with a different definition.
Oh, have you heard this one before, Amanda? Why was the bicycle on the ground?
I don't know, Gabe. Why was the bicycle on the ground?
Let me tell you. Because it was too tired.
Too tired?
Yeah. Two tires. But then, you know, he's too tired, so he's on the ground.
So cold, Gabe.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us. Well, friends, now it's your turn. Why don't you learn how to share some jokes in English? Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
You're a great entertainer. I can't stop laughing.
Well, having a good sense of humor helps me to like people more.
It does?
Yep. Fact is, I have never met a man I didn't like.
Oh, yeah? Where are you from?
I was born in Indian Territory. My mother and father are both part Cherokee.
Oh, so your ancestors didn't come over on the Mayflower?
Nope, my ancestors met the boat.
Now that's funny. So, did you grow up on a farm?
I sure did, and I loved play, but I didn't like chores.
Yep, just like most kids. How about school?
I got in trouble at school. I roped the teacher.
Roped the teacher? Now that's funny.
Well, the teacher didn't think so. I had to change schools. My new school was a military school.
Were the rules strict?
Yes, sir. No, sir. But students like listening to me. I even won a medal for being the best speaker.
Wow, that's mighty special.
Yeah, but I ran away. And now I'm a cowboy.
Being a cowboy is hard work.
Yeah, I'm ready to try another job. Like making people laugh.
Well, that's funny.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. But make sure you join us again as we continue talking about Will Rogers.
Right here on Studio Classroom.